Amen. Tell your neighbor, hear, listen. Hear and listen. Your eyes are open.
Your eyes are open.
Your ears work.
Your ears work.
They're getting bigger.
Getting bigger.
Like a trumpet.
Like a trumpet.
And your heart does perceive.
And your heart does perceive.
This message is for you.
This message is for you.
And me.
And me.
Hallelujah. We're going to the book of Jude. Just before the book of Revelation, you'll find Jude, St. Jude. Got it? It's only one page, so you're not going to get worn out on this one, I pray. Just before the verse of 17, it says a call to persevere. A call to persevere means sometimes you get weary. Sometimes you get a little tired. Sometimes it's time to just trust the Holy Spirit in you instead of your brain. Give your brain a break. Give your emotions a break. Give your souls a vacation. And let the Holy Ghost take over. Got it? Dear friends, verse 17, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers. Ha ha! Welcome to the club. We're here. Scoffers are here. Amen? Amen. Who will follow their own ungodly desires. Say, I did live there. But I'm not there now.
And there is a war.
When I say no to my desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instinct and do not have the Spirit. A lot of times in my background, I made a major mistake. And it was that I expected people to think like I was thinking, to react like I was thinking, and how I had perceived the Lord, and I expected them to meet my mindsets and my emotions. And when they didn't, my reactions were stinky.
Amen.
Got it?
Got it.
I didn't take it as a truth that they were divisive because they merely went with natural instincts. What do they need? They need the Holy Spirit. They do not have the Spirit. Which Spirit? The Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of truth. Without the Spirit of truth, what do? You fly with what you know. And you expect others to approve of you. Amen?
Amen?
How many have lived that corner? Thank you. Now, in other words, stop getting upset for sinners who sin. That is a very normal thing. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, what happens? He does house cleaning. He's got an awesome vacuum cleaner. He's got a flamethrower. He's got the best washer that you could ever ask for. And you push that button and that water is going to do an incredible job on the inside of you. And don't try to reset it. I've tried it. 20. But you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Ah, I'm getting tired. Well, karabaso rote shiloku yanumu ye toroko yatune. Halanaki sheku husarote likanya. Herekiama etore shiatoya ele rosi tolanaki mahaya. After about 20 minutes of this, you won't be in despair. And your energy levels are going to change. Because you're not trusting your brain. Your brain's going to get a break. And instead of torment, you'll start feeling his presence. And all of a sudden, the burden's going to what? Fall beneath your feet. And you'll keep on walking and trucking and trucking. And other people's actions and reactions won't matter so much. It will not be your lifestyle to be depending on their happiness for you to keep on going. Boy, that's a mouthful. And it wasn't mine. It's his. 21. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. As you wait. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not too patient sometimes.
Amen.
Oh, thanks. At least I got one friend.
I mean, an honest one.
Okay. Now, if you want to develop patience, you pray for patience and you will get more trials.
Amen.
So it's best to be quiet before the Lord and wait for him to rebuild what's needed on the inside.
Amen.
You like that? 22, be merciful to those who doubt. Oh, wow. Sometimes I don't feel like being merciful to those who doubt. I'd like to kind of give them a swift adjustment.
Correct.
Hopefully not using my foot. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear. Hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. The verse that I want you to put a circle on is this one, 24. To him who is able to keep you from falling. Oh, really? To him who is able to keep you from falling and making a fool of yourself, Kim's version. To present you before his glorious presence without faults. Now that's going to be an accomplishment. Now, does your Bible say without faults? You sure?
No.
Give me the Amplified.
Unblemished.
Unblemished. That means no stains. I remember listening to Bob Jones a few weeks ago on one of the comments that he was making. When he died, I believe it was in 19, maybe 87 or 77, I don't remember which year. Anyway, he's standing before the Lord's gate. Several people in front of him. A little girl who was in front of him was walking, stumbling. And she had suffered a lot. And he said he was watching the other line because the other line was like a conveyor belt. And there was a lot of people and he knew they were heading for hell. But the line where the believers were was very short. Very few people. And he said then he checked his robe to see if there was any stains. And he looked, and he said, he noticed, gee, my robe is clean. I wonder why. Did he know about this verse? Is he able to take away the faults, the flaws, any blemish? Is that a problem for him?
No.
No. But he said, even standing right there, he was still what? Double checking. What does that say? Doubt, double checking. Why? Because the soul says, are you sure you ain't got no stains? I mean, you know, if there's a couple of those, you might get thrown on that other line. So the doubts don't quit. But he noticed his garments were white. He had a white robe, clean, spotless, without faults. So to him, verse 24, who is able to keep you and me from falling and to present you and me before his glorious presence without faults and with great joy. So there's your joy. Your joy is going to come when you realize he already took care of the problem. To the only God and our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Now, his ability, divine ability. What is divine ability capable of doing? Quite a lot. Special references to divine ability. To deliver, Daniel 3:17. To raise up children from stones, Luke 3:8. To fulfill the promises, Romans 4:21. To make grace abound, 2 Corinthians 9:8. To do immeasurably more than we can ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. To subdue all things, Philippians 3:21. To guard the soul's treasure, 2 Timothy 1:12. To save completely, you better write that one down, Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. To save completely, a complete salvation. And of course, verse 24 of Jude is to keep you from falling. To keep me and you from falling. So when you trust him, you've got the benefit. When you doubt, you check for your robes to see if you've got any stains. Which is better?
Trust.
Trust. You know, I pray that this word gives you courage to trust him to take you to the finish line. Because many in the body of Christ are still looking to clean up their own robes. And I would say, if you really are aware of God's ability, you'll take a rest tonight. You'll hit your pillow and say, thank you, Jesus, you did it all. And you'll sleep like a little child and wake up refreshed. That's my prayer.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen.
Wake up refreshed. He will have his angels on the job all night long for you and for me. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday morning, God willing.